Okay, we left off yesterday on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, toward the bottom of the page. We are at Amar Abaye, about 12, 13 lines before the end of the page. So the Gemara is about to list a number of hakpados in terms of spelling when writing a get. So Amar Abaye, Hayman the Kasav Gita, when a person writes a get, Lo lichtov vav dalid yud nun, temashma vidin. Ella vav dalid nun, meaning leave out the word. It should be vidain, it shouldn't be mashma vidin. Why? What would vidin mean? So says Rashi, if you were to write vav dalid yud nun, de mashma din hu shagar shecha, avlamenu din alai shagar shecha lotiskashi. It sounds like the only reason I'm divorcing you is because there's some sort of din that I have to divorce you. There's some sort of requirement that I divorce you. But had it not been that I would be forced to divorce you, that I was required to divorce you, I wouldn't do so. Which implies that that if he can then later come and say, wait a second, I didn't know there was no requirement, and therefore I never really meant to give the get, and he can come and possibly the entire get. So you should be careful when writing the get that you should spell it the right way. You should spell it vavdal vidain, meaning and this is, as opposed to vidin, that this is something I need to do, that I have to write this get. Velo lichtov aleph yud gimel resh taf, demashma igeres ela aleph gimel resh taf. Don't write with a yud, write the word igeres without a yud. Why? What's the difference between with the yud and without the yud? So Rashi points out again, Velo lichtov igeres shivukin bi yud, demashma igeres lashon gag. That it's mashma lashon of a gag, of a roof, as opposed to a lashon of a letter, of a get, which is a letter of divorce. Velo lichtov limehach with a yud, lamid yud mem he chaf, the mashma li mehach, because that makes it sound like it's two separate words, that it's li mehach. Meaning the lo lichtov lemechach with a ches instead of a hey, meaning the word should be spelled lamed mem hey chaf, not lamed yud mem hey chaf, nor lamed mem ches chaf. The mashma kichucha, because if you spell it with a ches, then it makes it sound like you're making a joke out of it. That it's a machach means like a joke. So it makes it sound like, yeah, this is a joke of a get, as opposed to saying that this is a serious get. So v'lo luchtov l'mechach, says Rashi, tzarech sheyavdil raglu shel hay. What you need to do is be careful that the leg of the hay shia avir bin raglo legago, that there should be some space between the top of the hay and the regal of the hay, the bottom left hand side of the hay, because otherwise it would look like a ches, and you want to make sure that the hay doesn't look anything like a ches. Now the Gilyan Marsha wants to bring a raya from here that if we're dafka makbit over here, that the hay not look like a ches because one could misunderstand the meaning of the word, makes it sound like a letter in the get that is altered, that's not the proper tzura, where you won't misunderstand the meaning of the word based on the letter, would be okay, that wouldn't passel. It only passels if it's a hey that turns into a ches, and it looks like you're saying that something's a chucha, that something's a joke, rather than what you actually mean to say. However, there is a tashbet, a quote of Gemara Menachos, that the Gemara Menachos says that Ravashi saw that the daikanim, that the people who were very careful, would always be tola, would always hang the regal of the oshei, that they would make sure that the leg of the oshei was not attached to the top. And the Tashbetz points out that makes it sound like only the daikanim, only the people who were especially careful, would make sure not to attach the bottom of the hay to the top of the hay. But most people wouldn't be so careful, and they would attach it. So the Tashbetz explains the reason why it wasn't a big deal for most people, people weren't makbid about this, is because there's a difference between the letter hay and the letter ches. The only difference between hay and ches is not just that little space between the leg and the top of it. It's also the whole tsura of the top of the letter. Meaning the letter ches, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, if you have two zayins next to each other, or a zayin and a vav next to each other that are connected at top, that makes a ches. Whereas a hey is a straight top. It's the whole top of the letter. If you look at Tzura Sa'os in the Sefer Torah, the whole top of the letter is a very different tzura, besides for the connecting point between the hey and the ches. The problem with that Tashbetz is that it's against the Gilyan Marsha. Meaning the Gilyan Marsha had said that that this the reason that the hay and the ches is a problem is because it really mamish changes the kavana when the bottom touches the top, because it makes it look like it's chucha as opposed to the mehach. And but according to this, not anywhere you would recognize the difference between the ches and the hay. The primary difference between the ches and the hay is on the top. It's not really in this thing, and this is just an added chumra that we have not to write lemechach, to write lemehach with a with the space between the bottom of the hay and the top of the hay. Okay, so either way, this is something we're definitely makbid about when it comes to when it comes to gittin. Says the Gemara further, hakpados di yisya havyan tlasa tlasa yudin. That it should be with three yuds in the letters, because says Rashi, the lo shadibay el train yudin, because if you were to only put two yuds in it, not three, miskari di dahavya nashin di alma v'chein di titzavyan the chikas of tlas yudin mashma shatei rasha li nasi l'kal mi shatirza. It would not imply that what it's trying to say, that she's now muteris to marry whoever she wants. So the only way that that it's going to imply that she's muteris to marry whoever she wants, as opposed to just saying that she's stam a woman, is going to be if they put the three yuds in it. Velurche levav de teruchin ulevav de shvukin demashma trichin ushvikin. They also have to be careful when you write truchin and shvukin. It should say truchin and shvukin, not trichin ushvikin. So the vav has to, you have to be careful that the vav is a full elongated vav and not a vav that's short and may look like a yud, and it may look like the words are trichin ushvikin. Says Rashi, velurche levav de teruchin yarich vav shebesefer teruchin vivav shebeigeres shvukin. The ilo marichle, because if you don't make that vav long, mechzi kiyud, it's going to look like a yud, and then it would be mashma sefer tzrichim grushos di alma ushvikin igeres nashim azuvos di alma stam women, divorced women, but doesn't make it sound like velo shalohu, doesn't make it sound like this is your get. And not only that, says gemara velurche levav de kado de mashma kadi, right? Make sure that the vav is elongated. Wherever you need a vav, it shouldn't be chaf dalid yud, which sounds like kedi, because kedi is means nothingness. So it sounds like you're saying, I'm giving you a get of nothingness. So these being ma'arich the vav is important. Tosfos points out, what does it mean to be ma'arich the vav? If a vav is a little too short, it looks like a yud. If it's a little too long, it looks like a nun. So what does it mean to be ma'arich the vav? What, you would make it, want to make it look like a nun? So Tosfos says, no, v'shem ein tzarich laharich, ela klomar shlo yasek tzara she'tein yiras yud. It doesn't necessarily mean to be ma'arich. It just means that it shouldn't be too short. But if you don't want to make it too long either, necessarily, you just make it just right. It just means be medaktik, to make sure that it actually does look like a vav. V'chein regel hay de lemehach, and also the hay that we spoke about before with lemehach, not to write lemachach with to connect the regel of the hay to the top of the hay, make it look like a ches. La'harkik min hagag shemein tzarich laharkik erish lo yichaber begaga. Also doesn't mean that it has to be at an unusually large distance between an unusually big space between the top of the hay and the leg of the hay. No, that's not what it's saying. It's just saying make sure there is a space. Make sure it looks different than a ches would look. But maybe there is such a minhag. Maybe we should actually be extra marchik. Maybe it doesn't just mean to be careful that it looks like the proper tzura. Maybe taka it does mean that you should make an extra long vav and make an extra large space between the regular of the hay and the top of the hay, so that people won't come to ever make a mistake on this issue, and that we'll play it on the safe side. And then he points out a couple lines later, "Umaisa begetch loha yinikar hetiv." There was a get that had a borderline yud. It was a borderline vav. They couldn't tell if it was a vav or a yud. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu was brought this get. So what did he do? He did the trick that the Gemara Menachos suggests when you're not sure about a letter in the tefillin. He brought a child who's lo chacham lo tipesh, not unusually bright nor unusually slow, and he had the child read the letter and say, "What do you think that letter says?" who apostle, right? Let him read the letter, the word, and see how he pronounces it, and that will determine whether it was good enough or not. Further in the Gemara, li'itnasva, demashma lo yisnasva, elo lihisnasve. Don't write li'isnasva with aleph yud, rather li'isnasve, because li'isnasva makes it sound like lo yisnasva, makes it sound like you should not get married. Rather, it's li'isnasve that she should get married. All of these hakpados that we have, these are obviously things that the Gemara is paskening one needs to be careful about. What if one is not careful about them? Does it possible to get if a person is not careful about it? So the Rambam writes that if you write vidin with vidalid yud nun, that if you do that, or you don't write tetzavian with three yuds, it's a get puzzle. However, the Sefer Iter says that all of these dikdukim of Abaye are only a problem if the husband husband writes the get, or a sofer wrote the get from the husband, and then the husband comes and complains that that's not what he meant, that he didn't mean to make a normal get, he was really having in mind all these other kavanos, and when he comes with an error and saying that he didn't really mean that in the get, that's where we're going to have a problem. That's where you have to be very careful about these things, and that's when these things could really be a problem. But stam, if a get is given, the husband writes the get, and the get is given, and no one ever raised an issue with it, and the husband never claimed he meant anything else, then this would not automatically be a problem. It's only a problem when the husband later claims that there was an issue. Furthermore, if the husband says to a sofer, to Aiden, and to Aiden to write a get, and the sofer makes a mistake, and the Aiden don't say anything, the get is kosher and he's allowed to get remarried, because the Edim know that this was purely a mistake of the sofer, and the husband certainly had a kavana that he wants a good get over here, that he wants the get to be written. So we know that it wasn't meant to be written as any of these other mashmos, like that it's a joke or anything like that. We know, or that I'm only being forced. We know the husband told the Edim and the sofer, write a normal get, and it was totally the sofer's mistake. So in such a case, the Yitzhar says, none of these problems would be a problem. It's only when the husband writes a get that these problems would actually be a problem. Says Gemari Bailu, Binan Vidan or Lo Binan Vidan. Is it necessary to write Vidin, Vavdal Nun, or not, into the get? That this is your get. Tashma, the Iskin Rava Begite, Ech Planya Bar Planya, Pata Vitarach Yas Plonisa Insei, Davis Insei Min Kadum Dana, Miyom Dana Liolam. Right, you should write in the get. Rav was Masakin to write in the get how Ploni, the son of Ploni, has divorced this Plonis, his wife, that who has always been his wife for a while already. From now on, from here going forward, she's divorced. Vilu v'dein lo ka'amar, but it still doesn't say v'dein. Rava never was misakin in the get, apparently, that they should have the word v'dein. He has this whole nusach, but he doesn't have the word v'dein. So you see, v'dein is not such an important word. So says Rav Tamech kulumi ka'amar. Nah, do you think Rava was makbid to put in that statement of what does need to be written in the get everything that needs to be written in the get? I mean, there are a lot of other things that have to be written in the get, like Ditahavyan, that are not mentioned in this line of Rava, because Rava is not trying to write us a whole Nusach HaGet. He's just telling you about one little segment of the get. So Elabiina, no, you do need a lot of other things in the get that Rava does not mention. Hachanami Biina, so as well, you need Vidain in the get, even though it's not necessarily mentioned in Rava's Nusach. Why do you write Miyomadanan? Why was Rava Misakin to write from this day? So that's the Afukim and Rabbi Yossi. It's to preclude the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Amr Zmanu Shal Shtar Mochiach Alav. Rabbi Yossi holds dates aren't really important in a get because you don't have to say from today because you already have the date in the get, and the date in the get is indicative that that's when you want the get to be chal. So it's not necessary to say when you want it to be chal. It's obvious if there's a date in the get, that's when it should be chal. So Rav is coming la'afuke that to say not to do like Rabbi Yossi, to be extra careful for those who don't want to hold like Rabbi Yossi, who hold that the date in the get is not enough, so you have to be extra careful to write miyom adinan, that it should be from this day going forward. Frak Rashi, why would we be extra careful to go like the Shita that does not pass like Rabbi Yossi? We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So So says Rashi, V'afalgav dekaimu like Rabbi Yossi, even though in fact we do paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but inon lafukei nafshin miplukta, she'etzei adavar beheter v'lo yetzei shem psula mishpachas Yisrael. We do whatever we can to avoid getting involved in any sort of machlokas in a get. So if there was a machlokas about this issue, we want to avoid the machlokas entirely, and the way we do that is by satisfying all opinions, even though in a chanami we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, and this wouldn't really be necessary la'alacha. This is part of a general theme that we have in terms of writing gittin throughout all the poskim, that all the Balei Ora, all the major poskim, would always be very careful of a get, to keep every single chumrah in that you possibly can in a get, because all kedushas Yisrael is tali in our yichus, and not having any sort of chashash mamzerus. So in order to keep our yichus pure and to keep our yichus strong, it was necessary to implement all sorts of chumrahs. There are different areas of halacha where we do have certain, you know, I don't call it a bias, but you have certain the halacha is geared in a certain direction. By get, we're always geared l'chumrah. By Nida, for instance, we tend to gear ourselves l'kula. The Gemara Bracha says about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech showed off that yadayim l'chlachos b'dam, that my hands are stained with blood, b'dam shviru b'dam shilya, with the blood of different things that come out of a woman's body, k'dei l'taher isha l'bayla, because I've been looking at, he looks at Maris all day to try to be metaher a woman to her husband. And the post can point out that the lashon he uses is not k'dei lifsok imhi tahara Otamei lebaila, it's kedei letaher isha lebaila. Meaning, it makes it sound that there's a definite effort to want to be makel and to try to be makel whenever you can. Nod Bihuda writes in the Tshuva, Madurakami Yordaya, Simon Mem Gimel, that it is a greater shevach for a posik who's able to be a makel in Hilchos Nida than it is for someone who's able to be a machmir in Hilchos Nida. And his raya is David HaMelech. So there are different areas of halacha where there's a leaning to try to go in one direction or the other. By get, we certainly lean l'chumra. We try to make sure that every single kutzo shel yod, everything is perfect in a get. By nida, we lean l'kula. By other things, it's somewhere in between. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, uli olam, why do we write uli olam, that going forever? La'afuke midibay minei rava mirav Nachman. This is la'afuke to go against what Rava asked from Rav Nachman. Da'amra hayom i'at ishti l'macharat ishti. Right, he asked him about the shayla. If you give a guy gives a get to his wife and says, today you are not my wife, but tomorrow I want you to be my wife again. So in order to la'afuke that, we write uli olam. We make sure to say that no, this guy's kavana is absolutely clear that he wants to be divorced forever. This is not a one day thing that he's just trying to divorce his wife for a single day. Gufo shall get shikra hareyat bascharin harey la'atzmecha. The primary part of the get shikra is to write that you are a free woman. You now belong to yourself. That's what the Mishnah had said. Says the Gemara, Iskin Rav Yehuda b'shtar zvini de'avdi, that Rav Yehuda was misakein that when they write a document of sale on an eved, if I sell an eved to somebody else, they would have to include the following nusach. Avda denan mutztak la'avdo, that this eved is his the way Rashi translates is dino pasuk la'avdos. He has halachically absolutely an eved. There shouldn't be anyone that comes in tainas that he's not an eved and that there's some sort of problem with this mechira. He's absolutely an eved. Upatir va'atir min charuri, and he's totally removed, separated from freedom. Umin aluli, and from any sort of claims on him. Umin arure malchol malchuso, from any claims of the king or the queen that they might have, that he deserves to be killed or something, that they're after his head or something. You should know that it's absolutely clean. What I'm selling you, this eved, there's no problems with it. I'm not selling you a lemon over here. V'rashim de'inish lo'isi ilahe, and he doesn't have any roshem on him, any type of a brand of slavery that sometimes I guess a master would put some sort of simen on the eved's body that it belongs to that eved, that it belongs to that master. He doesn't have that on him. Umenuka mikol mum, and he doesn't have any mum. There's no blemish that I'm keeping from you that I didn't tell you about. Umin shchind nafikat hitzar chadas v'atik, and nor from any boils that are going to appear on his skin within the next 2 years, whether they be new or old. Apparently, there are certain types of boils that that don't appear for 2 years, even though they're already I guess lying under the surface. So he says you should know that right there. That's what Rashi says. L'fichach ad beis shanim masnim moshim yatzu ba also shchin ad shtei shanim sheimechal batal l'fichach far hayba amamazev lo ra'ahu. Because if it appears very evident and very clear in the next 2 years, it is a strong likelihood that it was really there the entire time, and that the guy just didn't see it. So Maya Susei, the Gemara just happens, once it's on the topic, it just says, so if someone has boils like this, so what do you do about that? How do you cure the guy? So just a little bit of a throwback Gemara to the Gemaras we had about all those refuos for those couple of days. So the Gemara says, how do you cure the guy? Amar Abai, Ginbura umarticha v'kavrisa, you take ginger, some type of residue from silver, right? Rashi says psola sige kesef, something that comes out of the silver, something, I guess the impurities of the silver, the kavrisa, and you take sulfur, v'chala d'chamra, and wine vinegar, umashcha d'zesa, and olive oil, v'natpik chivra, and white natpik, and v'shayfi le begad for the avza, and then you smear it on the person, you rub it on the person with the goose feather, and that way that will cure the boil. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah, shlosha gittin psulim v'mnisis avlag kasha. There are three types of gittin that are pasul, but if a person gets remarried based on, if a woman gets remarried based on the receipt of such a get, even though it's a pasul get, the child she has from her new marriage is still going to be kosher. It's still going to be considered a kosher child. It's not going to be a mamzer. What are these gittin that are pasul, yet the child that would result from these gittin, from her remarriage, would be kosher? Number one, kasav b'ksav yado v'ena l'avedim. If the get was written in the husband's handwriting, he wrote it himself, but there are no edim to it. Number two, yesh l'avedim v'en bozman. There are edim on the get, but there's no date on the get. Number three, yesh bozman vein ba'alei recha. There's a date on the get, but there's only a single aid on the get. The Gemara will get to the issue of, wait a second, a date on the get and only a single aid, who wrote it in that case? Are we talking about the husband wrote it, someone else wrote it? We'll get to that. Harei elu shlosha gittin psulin v'nisa sablak kasher. All these three cases are cases where the get is possible, but if she were to get remarried based on that get, the vlad from her new marriage would be a kasher of vlad. Reb Lazar Omer, Af b'she'en alav edim ela she'nasun la b'fnei edim kasher. Reb Lazar says, even if there are no edim on the get, but it was given in front of edim, that itself would be kasher. Edim is not necessary on the get. Reb Lazar is the one who holds edim mesira karti, that all you need is edim to see, to witness the mesira of the get. You don't need edei chasima. You don't need anyone to see to be signed on the get. So he says, I don't care about edim signed on the get. All you need is edim mesira. The government nechasim shabadim, and that would be good enough to collect from nechasim shabadim, even though there are no signatures on the get. She'en edim chasim al get, al menei tikun olam. The only reason you have edim signed on the get is because of tikun olam issue, that in case the edim die, so you want to have if you only had edim mesira and they die or they're unavailable, so then the woman will never be able to prove that she's divorced. That she was divorced, the get is absolutely chal because there were edim mesira, but she'll never be able to prove it. So in order for tikun olam, in order to make it easy for a woman to be able to prove later on that she in fact was divorced, so that's why they were mesakin to have edim signed on again. But otherwise, it's not necessary to have edim signed on again. So we see clearly, Reb Lazar is the author of the second half of the Mishnah. Who's the author of the first half of the Mishnah? Right, the first half of the Mishnah that says that these three women, these three types of gittin, if you get remarried based on such gittin, the vlad is going to be kosher, and one of them is a get that doesn't have edim, it only has written in the husband's handwriting. So Rashi over here points out, Haitana lav k'Rabbi Meir Svirlei, Damrei de chasim akarti, to the Rameir of Vlad Mamzer. Rameir holds the edi chasim are critical. So this Tana must not hold like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds that without edei chasima, the get is totally invalid. If the woman gets remarried based on that get, the vlad that she has from her second husband is going to be a mamzer. It's not, she's still an eish esish to the first husband. V'lav k'Reb Lazar Svirle, Rashi says, and obviously it can't be going like Reb Lazar either, Damrei de Mesira Karti, who says that Edi Mesira Karti, da Palag Rabbi Lazar B'Seifa. Because Rabbi Lazar first appears in the second half of the Mishnah, and he says, nah, we don't even need Edim L'Chadchila, really, on a get. It's not really necessary on a Daraisa level at all to have Edim signed on a get. So Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the Tanakhama on some level. So who in fact, is the author of the Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Meir, and it's not Rabbi Lazar. Ella kivan the ksav yadohu v'kasav v'nasam karina bay the afalgav the leka edim misira kasher midar raisa. Right, Rabbi Elazar would say, since it's ksav yado, and we say it's meaning the Mishnah saying, since it's ksav yado, and we can say about this get v'kasav v'nasan, even though there are no edim misira, it would be kasher on a daraisa level. Umiu rabbanon paslinu, but the rabbanon upasla dilma asilach shuri b'ksav sofer. Meaning, it's only a din rabbanon that such a get would be pasul, because we're afraid you might come to be makshir such a get, even if the husband didn't write it, even if it was written by a sofer. Hilkach loti nasi v'nisis avlad kasha. That's why she can't get remarried lechatchila based on it, because it mid rabbanon, it's not good enough. But since Mida Oraisa, it is a good enough get, so that's why the Vlad is going to be kosher. But says Rashi, V'dafka ksav yado, aval ksav sofer v'en shem eid, havlad mamzer. The idea of the Vlad being kosher is only if the husband wrote a big ksav yado. But if he had a sofer write the get, and there were no eidim, then on a Daraisa level that get is worthless, and the Vlad is going to be a mamzer anyway. On a Daraisa level, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Now Tos over here says, I'm not going to explain this mission over here because I already explained it, right? Says La El Pirashi, Umash Pirish Kunchas Dachmish and Lokas Lokrab Lazar Lokrab Meir, a near a Dika Bagmar Demukalakrab Meir. Tells us, just says, I'll tell you one thing, Rashi's wrong. He says the one thing that where Rashi says that Rameir and Rab Lazar, neither of whom could be the author of the Mishnah, he says it's not true, because the Gemara is explicitly going to say the possibility that Rameir might be the author of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah might hold the Chasim Akarti, and yet still, for whatever reason, the Vlad's going to be kosher when the Baal writes the get, and there are no edim that sign it. Anyway, Frank the Gemara Vesuleka, are there no other examples of a get that is a pasul get, but still the Vlad is going to be kosher if she gets divorced with that get and remarried on the koach of that get? But you could get yashan. What about a get yashan? Right, we defined already recently that a get yashan is a get that was given, and then after it was given, the husband had yichud with the wife again. So what about that? Isn't that a get that's pasul? Nevertheless, if she got remarried based on the get, her Vlad would still be kasher. So Gemara says, no, big difference. Hasam motetze hachatetze. Over there, not only is the Vlad going to be kasher, if she got remarried based on that get, we wouldn't even ask her to get divorced from her second husband. Meaning, we tell her not to get remarried lechatchila until she receives another get from her first husband, but once she's married, we would never tell her to get divorced. Over here, we would tell her to get divorced. We would just say that her child's not a mamzer. Meaning, there are different levels of how bad a get is. If a get is very bad, we would say, forget it, you're not allowed to get remarried, and even if you got remarried, you have to get divorced, and if you have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. If it's not quite as bad, okay, the kid won't be a mamzer, but you still gotta get divorced. If it's not even as bad as that, then you would say you don't even have to get divorced, we just don't want you to get remarried until everything's taken care of. And if it's perfect, if it's good, so then you can go get remarried in the first place. So so that works great if you assume that over here the halacha in fact is that she has to get divorced. But what if you assume that over here also the halacha is you don't have to get divorced? Then why isn't a get yashan listed in our Mishnah as one of the possible gittin that's possible, but still the Vlad is going to be kosher? So says Gemara, because over there she can even get remarried lechatchila. Over here, getting remarried itself is only b'di'avid. Frek the Gemara's second possible omission from our Mishnah: v'ikah get kerach. What about a bald get? Right, we said which is a get that's been folded over, and there should be a signature on each fold, but there isn't. It's missing a signature from the fold. What about such a get? Why isn't that listed in the Mishnah? It's pasul, but nevertheless the Vlad is kasher. So it says Gemara, hasam avlad mamzer, hacha vlad kasher. What are you talking about? The Vlad's not kosher. In the get kerach, the Vlad is a mamzer. If she received the get kerach and she got remarried based on it, child's a mamzer. Says Gemara, Hanich l'Rameir Darma Kala Meshan Matbeish Shalucham Megit Vlad Mamzer El Rabban Meik L'Meimer. That's great if you hold like Rameir that the Vlad in fact is a mamzer. But if you hold like the Rabbanon that don't think the Vlad is a mamzer in this case, that just because you're a Meshane from the way the get was supposed to be written doesn't make the Vlad a mamzer. So then again, why isn't get kerach listed in our Mishnah? So says Gemara, Hasam Teitze Hachalot Teitze. Big difference. By get kerach, we force her to get divorced. Over here, we don't force her to get divorced. Hanich leman yamar hachalot teitzei. That works if you hold that over here, we don't force her to get divorced. El man yamar hachalot teitzei ma'ikel mir. But if you hold that we do force her to get divorced over here, then what? So b'mukush halo kamari. So says Gemara, okay, we're not talking about, our Mishnah is not talking about this unusual get, a get mukusha, which has all these folds in it. We're talking about a regular get pashut, a regular straight get that has 12 lines and straight, one right after the other. That's all. We're not talking about fancy gittin. Says the Gemara, a third possible case that's omitted from our Mishnah. Vayika shalom malchus. What about a get that's not dated based on the malchus, based on the current malchus, which lacks this takana of shalom malchus? Isn't that also a situation where the vlad is not going to be a mamzer even though the get's possible? Says Gemara, hasam tete achalot tete. No, by shalom malchus you would have to get divorced. In our Mishnah, you don't have to get divorced. Hanich lemanimar achalot tete, lemanimar achalot tete, Michael lemanimar. That's great if you assume in our Mishnah that you don't have to get divorced. But if you assume in our Mishnah that you do have to get divorced, then what? So hasam avlad mamzer achalot kosher. So you would say that over there the vlad is a mamzer, over here the vlad is kosher. So again, hanich lemanimar rabbanu Michael lemanimar. That works if you hold like Rameir that the vlad in fact is a mamzer. But if you hold that the vlad is not a mamzer, again, what's the difference? So mukum like Rameir v'hasam avlad mamzer achalot kosher. No, we assume that we are going like Rameir. That's what you have to say, that we're assuming like Rameir, the Mishnah is going like Rameir, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention a get that's lacking shalom alchus, because the issue would be a mamzerus issue, whereas our Mishnah is only dealing with issues where the vlad would not be a mamzer. Obviously, our Mishnah's whole kunz of our Mishnah is fine getting that even though they're pasul, the vlad's going to be kosher. But if you have like Rameir, in those cases, the vlad would, in the case of shalom alchus, the vlad would in fact be a mamzer. So now the Gemara turns its attention to the fact that the Mishnah mentioned the number 3 twice. The Mishnah first said shlosha gittin psulin, that there are 3 pasul gittin, that nevertheless the vlad is going to be kosher. And then the Mishnah says, after it gave the list of all 3, it finished off the list by saying, harei elu shlosha gittin psulin v'nisa vlad kosher. These are the 3 pasul gittin that the vlad is going to be kosher. So why would you say a number at all? Meaning I can count to 3. I can count the cases in the Mishnah. Why would you say a number at all? And B, why would you repeat the number that you say? Why would you say these are the 3? Oh yeah, 1, 2, 3, and those were the 3. So says the Gemara, minyana dereisha lemutemai, minyana deseifa lemutemai. What are we trying to exclude when we say the number 3 at the beginning and we say the number 3 at the end? Minyana dereisha lemutehani damran. So the number 3 at the beginning is trying to tell me all these 3 cases that we just said in the Gemara are not included in the Mishnah. It's coming to exclude the get Yasha and the get Kerach and the Shalom Malchus get from the Mishnah. That's why it says Dafka these 3 and no others. The minyan of the Seifa Lamute Haditanya, and the number 3 in the Seifa in the second part of the Mishnah is to exclude that which we learned in the Brisa. Maybe get Medina Siam Nasan Lavalo Amar Befani Nechtam Befani Nechtam, that a guy brings a get from Medina Siam and gives it to her and does not say Befani Nechtam Befani Nechtam. Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer Divra Meir. Meir says that if she gets remarried based on such a get, she has to get divorced, and any child she has from that second marriage is going to be a Mamzer. Vacham Mamrim Ein Avlad Mamzer. Vacham say the child is not a Mamzer. Kate Yasa, what should you do? You find away men of the Yaksav Yinanullah. Take it back from her and give it to her again. Bifnei Shnayim, in front of 2 Eidim, V'yomer, B'fanei Nechtam, and do it right this time. And say, B'fanei Nechtam, U'B'fanei Nechtam. So it's coming to tell me that it's L'mu'ute that. What does it mean, it's L'mu'ute that? So look at Rashi, second to last line of the page. L'mu'ute ha'detanya, da'hacha ha'vlad mamzer, k'rabi meir, v'ashminim asnisim de'braisa mitaratztihi, da'fil ke'agavna mashalir ha'meir mamzer. It's to come and tell you that in any other case, like in this case where the guy doesn't say b'fanei nechtam, the vlad will be a mamzer. That in our cases, the vlad won't be a mamzer. But the shliach doesn't say b'fanei nechtam, Rav Meir would maintain that the vlad would be a mamzer. That's what it's coming to tell me. So the first case we had in the Mishnah of a pasul get where the vlad is going to be kosher is if it was written in the husband's handwriting, but there were no edim on it. Amar Rav, ksav yado shaninu. So the Rav says that in our Mishnah we are speaking of a case of the husband's handwriting. So frankly, Gemara Aheya, which of the 3 cases in our Mishnah is Rav coming to be mechadish to us is talking about where the husband wrote it? If he's talking about case number 1 in the Mishnah, well, case number 1 was that it's in ksav yado of the husband. I don't need Rav to then come and tell me, yeah, the Mishnah was serious. It really meant ksav yado. Of course, that was the entire case. You wouldn't need Rav to teach it to me. So what, you mean to tell me that the second case is the case Rav is talking about? That yesh lavedim and there's no zman, that if it's written, dafka, if it's written ksav yado, it's going to be good enough enough that the child's not a mamzer? Why should that be the case? There are edim on it. If there are edim on it, ksav yado isn't necessary. Once there are edim, we know it's good. We know it's legit. So it's not necessary to have ksav yado. So what's the case where Rav says the Mishnah is talking about ksav yado? Ela asefa yesh bo zman vein bo ele ed echad. The sefa gave a case where there's zman written in the get, but there's only one aid signed on the get. So everything's good about the get, except that there's one aid instead of two aidim. That case is only going to be okay, b'diavad, that the vlad's going to be kosher, if the get was actually written in the husband's handwriting. V'daf k'sav yado v'aid, aval k'sav sofer v'aid lo. But if it was a sofer's handwriting and only a single aid, the get is totally possible. Child's going to be a mamzer from that get. Frek Rashi, the obvious kasha. We had a first case in the Mishnah that if there are no edim and the husband wrote a b'ksav yado, the vlad's going to be kasher. We then need the third case in the Mishnah to tell me that if it's in the husband's handwriting and there's one aid, the vlad is going to be kasher. That's obviously a little bit better than no edim in the husband's handwriting. Otherwise, it's the same case. It's just that it's a little better because now you have a single aid. What's the chiddush of telling me that one aid and the husband's handwriting is kasher when you already told me that no edim in the husband's handwriting is kasher? So says Rashi that ilav seifa hava mina hecha diika erechad im ksav yado tinase l'charchila. Had I not had the case of the seifa, I only had the resha, I would have thought that if you have ksav yado and an erechad, that not only is the vlad going to be kasher b'di'eved, but that you're allowed to get remarried l'charchila based on such a get. That such a get is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. So that's why the Mishnah comes and tells me, no, you could, if you got remarried and had a child, the child's going to be kasher, but it's still not good. We're still not happy with it. It's not a perfect get. We don't l'charchila get remarried based on such a get. Ushmul amar afilu ksav sofer vei, charishinim ksav sofer vei kasher. Shmuel says even ksav sofer and aid is good enough, because we learned that ksav sofer and aid is good enough. V'rav midami, and Rav will say, no, you can't compare this to the case that you're talking about. Because hasim tinasi l'charchila hachadiyavet. Over there, when we're talking about trying to get remarried l'charchila, meaning when it says ksav sofer ve'ed is kasher, we're talking about getting married l'charchila. So obviously over there, ksav sofer doesn't mean ksav sofer. It means chasam sofer with the aid. It means that there are really two aidim on it. And it's telling me that it's kasher l'charchila. Over here, we're talking about a b'dievet situation where there weren't really two aidim on it. Ushmuel lo kasha, habesafer de mufak, habesafer de lo mufak. And Shmuel would say, no, there could be certain gittin that are written by a sofer and have one aid, where it's l'charchila you can get remarried, and certain getting where it's only b'di'evit. It depends if the sofer is a sofer muvhak or not. If he's a baki b'torah's getting, and if we assume he would have written this get without the tzivoy abal or not. B'chenam Rabbi Yochanan, amalei Rabbi Lazar hare yeshal of edim. So Rabbi Lazar said, aye, but aren't there edim? Amalei asefa. So he said, no, we're only going on the seifa. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan also said the same thing of that you need ksav yado. So Rabbi Lazar says, what do you mean you need ksav yado? We're talking about a get that has edim, meaning apparently Rabbi Lazar assumed that when Rabbi Yochanan says you need ksav yado, he's talking about case number two in the Mishnah. And he said, what do you mean case number two in the Mishnah that you need ksav yado? There are edim on that one. So he says, no, when I say you need ksav yado, we're going on the third case in the Mishnah, like we just explained the whole time. Zimnin amar Rav teitzei, zimnin amar Rav lo teitzei. Sometimes Rav would say she would have to get divorced, sometimes he would say she wouldn't have to get divorced. Okay, it's not how so. Yesh labanim lo teitzei, ein labanim teitzei. If she already has children, we don't make her get divorced. If she does not already have children, we make her get divorced. Masav mar zutra bar tovia, v'kulin sheyuban safik kedushin or safik gerushin, harei l'chotzos v'lo mesiavmos. So anytime there's a safik kedushin or safik gerushin, he would say that you would do chalitza but not yibum. Ketzat Safik Kedushin, what's the case of Safik Kedushin? Zorak La Kedushin, Safik Karav La, Safik Karav Lo, Zel Safik Kedushin. If he threw her Kedushin, and we're not sure if it was closer to him or closer to her, so we're not sure if she's Mekadesh, that's a Safik Kedushin. Safik Gerushin, what's a Safik Gerushin? Kasav B'Ksav Yado Ve'ena Lav Edim, if he writes it in his handwriting and there are no Edim, Yesh Lav Edim Ve'en Vozman, or there are Edim but there's no Zman, Yesh Vozman Ve'en Bo'al Erechur, or there's Zman but there's only one Ed, Hareza Safek Gerishin. That's a case of Safek Gerishin. But wait a second, V'yamrit Lo Tete, but if you're going to say that in those cases, the woman does not have to get divorced, so Rasa Asili Avume. So if you're going to tell the woman she doesn't have to get divorced, then people, meaning you're going to assume that was a good enough get, that when the woman gets remarried, she's going to be considered married to the second husband, that she's not going to even have to get divorced from him. So obviously people are going to come to think that that's a totally valid get, and her former tsaros are going to come to do yibum. Meaning the case is as follows. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married to a number of people, one of whom, let's say, to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, to four women, and Sarah happens to be Shimon's daughter, right? Then Reuven divorces Shimon's daughter Sarah with this kind of get, with one of these three gittin, and Sarah gets remarried to some other guy. So we tell Sarah, don't worry, you don't have to get divorced. Now, what do you think, when Reuven dies, do you think Shimon has to do Yibum with Rivka, Rachel, and Leah? So, it depends. If there's any chance that Reuven was still married to Sarah, that the get didn't work with Sarah, then Shimon can't do Yibum with any of them, because as long as one of the wives is a relative of his, he can't do Yibum with any of them. But if you're going to tell Sarah she's allowed to stay remarried to whichever husband she got remarried to, obviously they'll assume Sarah's not one of the wives, and therefore Shimon should do Yibum with one of these women. So how can you let her stay remarried? They're going to come to do Yibum, and the halacha is you're not supposed to do Yibum. You're supposed to be Choletz. That's what we said. Arelu Choltzos v'lo Misyavmos. In these cases, you only do Chalitza, you don't do Yibum. So Gemara says, yeah, it's Siyavmein v'kachlam. And if they do Yibum, really it's Kashu Midaraisa anyway. It's only B'dieved, it's only Midrabanan that we said that they shouldn't do Yibum. And the Raisa level, they're allowed to do Yibum anyway. So okay, so they'll do Yibum. It's not the end of the world. Chashashad Rabbanan, he's only Chashash Rabbanan. Levi Amar Liolam Lo Teitze. Levi said that that they should never get divorced in these cases. V'chainam Rabbi Yochanan Liolam Lo Teitze. V'chainam Rabbi Yochanan Menir Rav Klafta D'minhuna Hachi Amar Avuchan Liolam Lo Teitze. That they said that this, so said your father that they should never get divorced. V'kartis Shaba Amir Einu Paselis Mechatis. Not only that, the Kartis Shaba Amir doesn't passel the waters used for the Parah Aduma ashes. My Kartis, what is a Kartis? I didn't translate on purpose. Amr Abayi, didafta de beni kifi. It's a certain type of fly that you find pecking away. If you find it pecking away at the water of the mechatas, it just happens to be mentioned together with the other halacha that we were talking about. So this is derech agav. If you find that fly pecking away at that water, you don't have to worry that the water is ruined by the fly's saliva. So Masar Rav Daniel Barav Katina kala ofus posim mechatas chutz min ayona neishem otzetzes. But didn't we learn that any bird that pecks away at the mechatas is going to ruin it, except for a yona, because the yona sucks out. V'misa nisni chutz min yona v'kartzes. But if this is true, it should say yona and a kartzes. So lo psikolei the gedola lo pasul k'tana pasul. No, the kartzes is not easily defined, because it's not all kartzes that don't ruin it. Only a large kartzes won't ruin the mechat, the small one will. Vad kama, how big is big? Amar Rav Yom Yivitam Rav Ami, Ad Kazayis, up until Kazayis. Rav Lazar Amar Afal Pi V'chule, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Halach, Rav Lazar Begitin, we pass like Rav Lazar Begitin, that Eidim Asira Karti. Kam Rizka Meidu Shmuel Amar Af B'Shtaros, when we said this in front of Shmuel, he said the same is true by Shtaros. Rav Sab B'Shtaros Lo, Hakatani V'gov Min Chas M'Shabadim. Does Rav hold we don't pass like Rav Lazar by Shtaros? Doesn't he say we collect from the Chas M'Shabadim? So Rav Lazar Tarti No, Rav Lazar held his shita both by shtaros and by get. Rav says he's right by get, he's wrong by shtaros. And we pass like Rav Lazar by get, and Rav Yani says no, it doesn't even count as a reach get. Rav Yani, lastly, Rav Lazar, you mean to say Rav Yani doesn't hold like Rav Lazar? No, hachikamer, this is what he means to say. The Rabbanan afil reach get ein bo. That the Rabbanan would say that it's not even a shemetz of a get. Similar machlokas. Name Rabbi Yochanan, lastly Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan not holding Rav Lazar. Come the Rabbanan feel reach get ein bo. No, he holds like Rav Lazar. He's saying the Rabbanan wouldn't hold Rav Lazar's get at all. Shalach Rabbi Abarziv the Mari Bar Mar. So he asked the following shayla: do we pass like Rav Lazar by get or not? Before he had a chance to answer, Rav Huna died. So Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, said, now we pass like Rav Lazar. And the rabbis who knew Allah also used to say we pass like Rav Lazar by get. We pass like Rav Lazar by get. We pass like Rav Lazar by get. That those are the people who said that we pass like Rav Lazar by get. Amrav Chist, Amrav Chan Bar Guri, Amrav Halach Rav Lazar by getin. That these people said that Halach is like Rav Lazar by get. V'chein ki yasur Rav, Amrav Lazar, Amrav Halach Rav Lazar by getin. Bottom line is we pass like Rav Lazar by getin. That ain't the Misirakati.